Hello, I'm Dr. Maury Mark from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia, and I wanted to briefly discuss a very important and yet very disquieting report that appeared in the Journal of Clinical Oncology entitled Human Papillomavirus Vaccination Rates in Young Cancer Survivors. It has been clearly demonstrated that HPV vaccination is an extremely safe and highly effective strategy to prevent high-grade cervical dysplasia, which is the absolute precursor for the development of cervix cancer. And there is strong evidence that we will see a substantial reduction in the risk of cervical cancer in the United States and throughout the world where HPV vaccination has been used as a important public health strategy. It's also very clear that this will be an incredibly important strategy for the prevention of what now has been demonstrated to be an epidemic of HPV-related head and neck cancers. Again, vaccination in the future, prevention of persistent HPV infection will have an enormous positive public health strategy. It is unfortunately the case that HPV vaccination has not been embraced as it should have been throughout the United States and in other parts of the world, but in particularly in the United States, despite the overwhelming data of both the value and the safety of the approach. But this particular paper looked at a subset of the young in this country, and these are individuals who are in fact cancer survivors. And the investigators demonstrated that the rate of HPV vaccination was even lower in this population. Remarkably hard to say, hard to believe, but lower in this population than in the general population of adolescents in this country. What the investigators demonstrated is that one of the major reasons for this is, in fact, the lack of provider recommendation for HPV vaccination. And this is extraordinary. We, of course, are concerned about general practitioners, general pediatricians, individuals who do not have experience with cancer, and not being clear what their role is in discussing the role of HPV vaccination, that is a cancer prevention strategy. But in this case, we are talking about providers who are actually in the cancer arena, whether these are individuals who are surgeons, pediatric oncologists, other types of oncologists who have interactions with these patients. And yet, it is stated that they, this group, the providers, have not been strong advocates to have their patients, their former patients, receive HPV vaccination. This is clearly a very distressing report, situation that one can only strongly urge the healthcare community, the oncology community, to take steps to rectify this issue. These are individuals who now may have been cured of their childhood cancer, and we have strategies to prevent cervix cancer, head and neck cancer, with an extremely effective, safe vaccination. Clearly, we need to recommend and do the best we can to achieve adequate vaccination of this population who are survivors of cancer. I thank you for your attention for this very important matter, and I would encourage all oncologists to do what they can to rectify this distressing outcome demonstrated in this report. Again, thank you for your attention.